This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Kathleen Marden, you referred at the end of our last segment to people being healed. Obviously, Billy Meyer is still the one-armed man, but he's not an abductee, or was he? In any case, what kind of things were they cured from?
Well, from what we have learned, they have been cured from things like chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction syndrome, from cancer, from heart disease, from paralysis, from any of a number of things. In our study, we asked, have you been healed from a physical condition or disease in association with an abduction or ET contact event? 487 people answered that question, and 45% of the abductee group stated that they had been healed from a physical condition. Now, I can tell you a story about a case that I've been working on since 2012. It's a man from Canada. I was called into his case, and he had a close encounter with a craft. He was an amateur astronomer, and he was just outside at night. He got in touch with me a few weeks later, sent me some photographs, had some conscious recall of having been abducted. Over the years, I've received a great deal of evidence from him for the Mutual UFO Network, including what was around sphere that was in his arm. It had not been there. It was there after an abduction experience. It was removed. It appeared to be metallic. It tried to run up his arm as the surgeon was attempting to remove it. It went to the Mutual UFO Network, to our scientists. Unfortunately, by the time it arrived, it had dissolved, even though it had a metallic appearance, when the physician removed it. And it was placed in bodily fluid, trying to trick it, because these things appear to have intelligence. We've had other cases where they have dissolved on the way to the lab or when they've reached the lab as well. This man also had an experience where there was a pink substance that grew on his shirt that was also sent to the laboratory. So also photographic evidence. So there are a lot of things that we have been able to acquire over in terms of evidence over a long period of time. He contacted me a couple of years ago and was extremely distressed. He sent me a photograph of very large nodes on one side of his neck. He had been diagnosed with lymphoma. He was extremely concerned that he was going to die, and rightfully so. I asked him if he believed in God, and he said, yes, he did. And I said, well, please ask for healing, and maybe you will get it. I said, also, I'm aware that many experiencers have had healing as a result of asking for it from the extraterrestrials. So I said, ask them for healing as well. Send them telepathic messages over and over again. He did this. He sent me a video later of an orb that slid down his wall. It flew across the room. It was beautiful. It was white with a light bluish color to it. It flew over above his body. It put out tendrils. It dove down into his body. He slept for 12 hours. And when he awakened, the nodes on his neck were not palpable. By the time he went in to the oncologist for surgery, 4 tiny necrotic nodes were removed. There's a medical doctor who has all of his medical records, but I have some, and this is pretty miraculous in my mind. But he appears to have been healed, and he's doing fine today.
With that kind of situation, I mean, we could easily say that, you know, how could you distinguish between whether you're praying to God or an alien? I mean, it's no wonder that, you know, there are people who believe that what we're dealing with is a phenomenon, that it is one and the same, and that in many years gone by in a distant past, we looked at them as gods in a superstitious way, but we are really dealing with other entities who have the kind of technology or know-how or whatever the case may be to do this sort of thing and have just been interpreted to be some sort of religious god.
Well, that's a possibility. None of us has all of the answers, but, you know, that's why I continue with my studies, because I don't have the answers that we're looking for, but I'm doing the very best I can to share the information that I have with experiencers to help them to heal and to understanding of what is actually going on in their lives. It's not all bad. It's not all horrific. But this feeling of intense fear can color one's perception of what is occurring. You know, with fear can be very, very destructive. Hatred toward those entities can be very destructive as well. So we're attempting to help people to move on toward healing.
We've got a couple of questions in our question bank here, and I'd really like to get to those today before we get down to the very last minutes of the show. So what we've got here is one from Parla Goldstein, and he says, Kathleen, not long ago during a Paracast interview, Jan Harzan, your director, said that on rare occasions, MUFON may recommend that a victim of abductions undergo exorcisms as a treatment. He asked, are you familiar with what he's talking about? Are you involved in making any recommendations for exorcisms? Have you ever participated in an exorcism? Are there follow-ups? Do you know anything about this? Can you comment on it in any way, shape, or form?
I wouldn't call it exorcisms. When I think of exorcisms, I think of the Catholic priest who comes in and the person's head is spinning around or something like that. I will tell you that we do have paranormal specialists on our team. And some people discover that they are not having contact with extraterrestrial beings, that these are negative interdimensionals. We think of as from the astral realm. If you are a religious person, you might think of them as demons. And they appear to be real and to attach to some individuals who have kind of a lower vibrational rate. They tend to attach to individuals who are undergoing a lot of pain. Perhaps they have injuries. It happens with alcoholics. It happens with people who are on opioids, people who are very negative or fearful. And these are opportunistic entities of sorts that will attach to individuals and feed off their fear, feed off their terror, off their pain. If they persist, then it will grow and there will be even more problems. Sometimes, and I did work on a case where I believe that an individual who was having this type of experience ended up dying before he could see someone who could remove this from him. MUFON does not have people who do this kind of thing. Religious people can do it. Shamans can do it. And we have a list in the book Extraterrestrial Contact, What to Do When You've Been Abducted, for individuals who are seeking this kind of help. Because it's not all extraterrestrial. Some of it is interdimensional negative entities.
Kathleen Marden, Gina Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast. Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Randall, you've got a question to begin this segment. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so just before the break, we were talking about sort of a distinguishing between things of a religious nature and things of an ET nature, but I think the point that I was trying to get across there is that if whether or not we're dealing with angels or demons or parasites or ETs, we're dealing with assuming that these are something real, objectively real, separate from the experiencer. We're still dealing with something that's alien to us. Is it really important that MUFON only deal with things that are perceived to be interstellar? Because it seems to me that, something from another universe that's interpreted to be some kind of an angel or demon, that's just as alien as something from another solar system.
Well, that would be from the human collective consciousness, if you speak with people who study that sort of thing. MUFON policy is to study UFOs, to study extraterrestrial vehicles and extraterrestrial contact. We realize on MUFON's experience or research team that people experience other things. And so we do have specialists on our team. Denise Stoner is a paranormal specialist. And so we can refer people to her. She has contact with the paranormal clergy and can make a recommendation to individuals for outside MUFON. You know, MUFON helps people as well, but we do not have MUFON hypnotherapists. We do not have MUFON psychotherapists who help people. It's all on a referral basis. MUFON does not have funding. We're funded by the individuals who are part of that organization. We expect individuals who come to us for help to go outside to get the help that they are looking for. We already know what happens on graph, because it happens time and time and time again. There's not a whole lot new going on here. So we're not looking for information at the experience or research team. We're attempting to help people to come to terms with what is occurring in their lives. Does that make sense?
There's so many things wrapped up in the stuff that you talk about that it could be such a fascinating conversation that could probably go on for days. But
I bet it could.
But I guess maybe if we really want to get down to the point that you're talking about there, then, well, what is it that you guys are actually doing to help these experiencers cope?
Well, first of all, we are non-judgmental listeners. So anyone who fills out the experiencer questionnaire at the experiencer research team page at MUFON.com will have a person from the team contact them. The questionnaire is just an icebreaker. Some people think that if they only had positive answers to five of those questions, that no one would want to talk to them. That's not true. It's an icebreaker. And in fact, people who have maybe 15 to 18 yes answers have had long-term contact. With five yes answers, maybe you've been taken once or twice. The higher you go, the less likely you are to have had this kind of contact. So that's something that people should know, that you can talk to a non-judgmental listener. This is a specialist who has been trained over a very long period of time, and we have monthly training sessions for our team. We also have five individuals who are mental health consultants. We have two psychiatrists. We have two PhD psychologists, and we have one master's degree psychotherapist who works with experiencers. So we have access to those individuals that we can use as consultants to answer people's questions if there is any concern. And as I said, we have paranormal consultants on the team, such as Denise Stoner. So we're a well-rounded team. We can all talk with one another. We'll send photographs. Have you seen this? We keep a catalog of photographs that are not shared with the public. We keep information that is not shared with the public. But we do what we can as non-judgmental listeners. And for a lot of people, it is the first time they've ever been able to talk with someone who has been non-judgmental. They might have attempted to talk to a member of their family or their best friend, and they might have been laughed at. They might have been ridiculed. They might have been asked, what were you drinking or what were you smoking? And it's very hurtful when that happens. So they can at least speak with a person who understands what they're going through and who has quite a lot of knowledge about that experience.
When we're talking about coping strategies here, then, we're not just talking about coping with the experience that they've had, but coping with how to relate to other people about that experience, because that becomes almost a second level kind of traumatization or confusion, or depending on the nature of how the person believes their experience has affected them. It's not just the experience itself, it's how it's changed them in the world.
Yes, absolutely. There is so much that a person who has these experiences has to cope with. And that's the reason that I wrote Extraterrestrial Contact, What to Do When You've Been Abducted. There's a section on the paranormal written by Denise Stoner with help from myself and Anne Castle. Anne Castle is an author. She started out as a psychologist working in a psychiatric hospital, went into the IT industry, but she's also a psychic and she's also a paranormal specialist. She has a lot of information on this. And then Maddie Tobias wrote a chapter. Maddie was a psychotherapist who spent her career working with people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. So we have a team of specialists who can come together to help individuals, and we have a list of psychotherapists and hypnotherapists that we can refer people out to, and they can form their own private relationship with these individuals. MUFON is not involved. And also a list of online support groups, or if there is no support group in their area, we have a list of support groups as well. Physical support groups. So we do what we can to help experiencers to cope with what they're going through, because no one should have to live in fear, in the dark about what is happening in their lives. No one should have their life become dysfunctional where they can't go to work because of the experiences they are having.
Kathleen, Jean, and Randall, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Israel has launched airstrikes against Syria. They struck Iranian targets near Damascus, prompting anti-aircraft fire by Syrian forces. the Israeli military said warplanes hit Iranian forces that were planning to use attack drones armed with explosives. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Coping with abductions, Kathleen Martin. And I wonder, I assume there are people out there listening who feel they have been abducted, and Kathleen is trying to help you out. Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, our team at Mutual UFO Network does attempt to help people who are coping with this. In the book, Extraterrestrial Contact, What to Do When You've Been Abducted, there is an entire chapter that is devoted to how to investigate your own contact experiences. Very simple advice, such as keeping a journal, so that if you have memories of this, write it down immediately. All of the details. Date your report. Keep it where you will be able to find it again, because sometimes we forget about these things that happen. Check out your body. Look for any kind of evidence of patterned, unusual marks, bruises on your body. We keep a catalog of that, as I stated earlier. If you don't have a black light or a UV light, you can purchase a little UV flashlight for about $5 to $10. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You can find it online. And get one of those. Go into a dark room and check your body out for fluorescence. Check the clothing you were wearing for fluorescence. Betty Hill's dress fluoresced under a black light. We have other clothing items that have ended up fluorescing. If you don't have fluorescence on your body, it doesn't mean that you were not abducted. We see it in some cases, not in other cases, but it's a way to look for this. And there's a whole list of instruments that you can purchase depending upon how much money you want to spend to do your own investigation and maybe even to set up cameras in your home. But what we've found is you're more likely to get photographic evidence with your cell phone than you are with any of the more technologically advanced devices that, you know, might be in your house, such as security cameras hooked to computers that are motion activated, that sort of thing. They tend to shut down. But the evidence that I've received from people that I've worked with, for example, photographs of non-human entities, was captured on a cell phone. So video on a cell phone.
So support groups are one way for people to cope, and another is to take some personal action to become involved in the process of determining what the situation is with yourself and then what to do about it. So how do people go about figuring out whether or not they have actually experienced something genuinely, objectively separate from themselves, some sort of a craft or encounter with an alien being, as opposed to something they have conjured up in their own minds?
Well, my answer to that is just look for physical evidence. What do you remember consciously as well? Most experiencers have some conscious recall of observing non-humans at some point. Many have conscious recall of finding themselves on a table, on a craft, surrounded by non-humans. Something else that you can do is just read this book. Take the worksheet at the end and use that. There are three chapters in this book devoted to how to cope with contact and how to know what is really going on in your life. There's even a chapter on suggestions on what to do if you want it to end.
But isn't there a danger in all of this, given the lack of, you know, definitive evidence that this is even actually happening? I mean, we know the experiences are happening, but suppose a person, you know, really gets into the subject and interested in it, and it becomes a self-fulfilling kind of belief or wish that this is something that they think may have happened to them. And so they look for that evidence, and then that forms a belief system that that is what's happened to them, when maybe it's really something completely different. Like one of our previous guests not long ago, Nick Redfern, and which I'm sure you've heard of.
I know Nick very well.
Yeah, good researcher. Now, he dug up some documentation exposing Russian intelligence and U.S. counterintelligence, and this was one of his recent books, so a little shout-out to Nick there, involved in the contactee movement back in the 50s and 60s. So, you know, how do we know that people might just like to think that this is what's happening to them because they're having some sort of real experience, but it's not, but it's actually some kind of psyops operation or something?
Well, the people who are undergoing psyops operations tend to come to us and they seem to be pretty convinced about what is going on. It's different from what we are recommending, and that is for people to actually look for physical evidence and to document everything and to document it well and to send us photographs, once they've made contact with us, of marks on their bodies so that we can determine whether or not this is something that we are seeing. We do have in the book a chapter written by Madeline Tobias, and she wrote a section of that on influence, mind control, and cults. So people will want to read that to be able to determine what is really going on. If they do have a question, is this a psyops operation? Is this just some kind of psychological study being done by kind of a nefarious group in one of these governments? So, you know, there's a lot to consider, and we've tried to put as much as we possibly could into extraterrestrial contact, what to do when you've been abducted.
So what is the psychic connection, and do experiencers feel that they have become more psychic after their encounters?
Yes, they do. In a nutshell, we asked that question on our MUFON study. Has your intuitive or psychic ability increased in association with your abductions / ET contact events? 509 people answered that. Of the experiencers overall, 52% stated yes. Among the abductee group, 65%. Another question we asked is, are you an empath? Can you sense the energy, emotions, or physical well-being of other people? And, of course, that is another psychic sense. Of the experiencers, 81% said that they could. Of the abductee group, 90% said that they could. I'm sorry, 91% said that they could. So very high level of psychic ability that these individuals believe they have acquired as a result of their experiences. And this compares to the Omega studies that I had mentioned earlier, where the individuals in these studies, which were near-death experiences, abduction experiencers, and a control group, the near-death experiencers and the abduction experiencers had many of the same characteristics.
You know, I want to break it there, Kathleen, because that raised an interesting issue that we can pursue in our next segment. We want to remind you that we have another broadcast called After the Paracast, available exclusively to members of Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more. Kathleen, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Kathleen, when you raise the issue of near-death experiences and UFO abductions, our friend Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, wrote a long, long piece, and he's repeated it elsewhere, a long piece with regard to these similarities. So could you describe them in more detail?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what we have discovered is that these individuals who are experiencers view themselves entirely differently than they did prior to their near-death experience or their UFO abduction experience. They no longer consider themselves to be part of a little group such as family, town, state, country, but they have a much broader perception of that they're part of something much, much larger. They tend to increase in intelligence. They tend to have acquired knowledge, and they don't know where that knowledge came from. As I mentioned earlier, they have increased psychic ability or intuition. They become empathic. I'm trying to think of another one.
Well, it does seem to be very common that the world views of experiencers change dramatically after they have a UFO experience, whether they've been abducted or not. Just even say someone who's maybe heard about them and doesn't think much of them, or especially if they've been somewhat skeptical, if they have an experience, a UFO experience themselves, they do change. I don't think anyone could help but be changed by such an experience. I have had experiences myself. We should ask you if you have had experiences yourself while you're on the show.
Well, I wrote a little bit in this book about experiences that I have had, both with craft and non-humans, and an experience I had with a negative interdimensional that I ended up picking up. The very strange story, but it's all in the book.
For you then, having had some of these experiences, have you found that your own level of psychic ability or empathy towards others has increased as well?
Yes, people do tell me that I have a lot of psychic ability. I'll say, gee, I'm not that psychic. I can't. I'm not clairvoyant. I can't see into the future. But people will say to me, you just think you're not psychic. You're very psychic. People who know me well So, and sometimes I do have visions that do come true. I thought that everybody had these experiences until I really started to dig deeply into studying.
That is so true. That is one of the things that is really amazing. When we in the field, we're inside the ketchup bottle. And I think at times we forget just how odd or strange it must seem to people who have never really given it much thought, and maybe have only seen it in passing. It's sort of a background of our cultural landscape. But when it happens to you right up close and personal, it changes you dramatically. And when that happens, we forget that whole other part of the world that we used to come from. And we're almost like, I don't know if you find this in your research or not, but I feel as though I'm part of a larger kind of invisible family around the world that shares something really special that we know means the universe and our world is a lot different than what people who haven't had that experience thinks.
I believe that you are correct. Yes, I hear that from individuals who have had contact, and I feel that myself.
That is really amazing. I mean, maybe this is what it's really all about. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying to bring us all together in some way, shape, or form where, I don't know, it's almost as if it's through some kind of faith or something, because they don't give us the material evidence to know that it's going on, but yet we know it has to be going on. Like, we can't necessarily point to that individual and go, okay, I know for sure you're telling the truth or you're not telling the truth. Well, in some cases we can say, okay, we know you're not because it's been proven to be a hoax, but barring that not happening, we know it's going on because we can't say, well, it's only us. Like you, Kathleen, or me, Randall, or anyone else out there, because that would be just way too self-centered, and so many other people are reporting these experiences. It's got to be going on.
Yes, maybe I think that this is having an impact on the collective consciousness of the experiencers who have had contact with these non-human entities.
Well, if we're all more psychic towards each other, I wonder if that opens up our lines of communication with each other in ways that we haven't thought of yet.
That's quite possible.
Have you seen any patterns in your research that might suggest that there is some effort to unite the family of experiencers here on Earth towards some common goal or cause, something? Is there any... does it just seem to be these random acts where these messages are passed along?
I don't think that it is entirely random. It's not random acts. But the experiencers who are having these repeat contact events are now receiving downloads of information. It used to be on a craft. It's no longer on a craft for a lot of individuals. They are sometimes receiving scientific information, and Frees scientists, the Edgar Mitchell Foundation Frees scientists, are working on this information that experiencers have received. Many, many experiencers are beginning to have downloads of information when they're in their homes or they're driving their vehicles. They are not taken to craft any longer. And the Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial and Extraordinary Encounters scientists are working on this information. Some of it is scientific information, very advanced scientific information. Also, experiencers everywhere have the feeling that they have some kind of information that is locked up inside of them. They're feeling pressure that something is going to happen, and it is going to happen soon or in the lifetime, where this information will be released, and then they will all have this knowledge. None of us knows exactly what that is, but people have this feeling.
You know, when you say things like that, and I want to be the negative person here, it sounds like it could also be a ticking time bomb if we're going to look at the negative side. And this is something we can pick up on in the next segment, and that is, all right, millions of people are being abducted and being given all sorts of physical examinations and so on and so forth. Now, you and I know Dr. David Jacobs, who feels that ET is creating a human hybrid race that will eventually stage a silent takeover. And that's as negative as you get. What do you think about it?
I disagree with David. I know that there is a longitudinal genetic study taking place, that they are doing something to the human genome, that they are producing what appear to be hybrids that experiencers state that they observe on the craft. Some stated that they believe that they themselves are hybrids born to human parents. I do believe that they are attempting to alter human behavior.
And one more thing, Kathleen Marden will join us on this weekend's edition of After the Paracast. To get a copy, you've got to be a member of the Paracast Plus. Check plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for more information about Paracast Plus. Kathleen Marden, looking at ET contact. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.